Yes, we are live and we are back on Planet FM for the Be About It show. For the special of our Miss Pacific Islands chat, we have our very own beautiful queen, Flora Pihinga Nemea. She is in the studio right now, and we are super pumped just to talk about more about what's happening with the Miss Pacific Islands, but also sharing the talanoa of what's happening across the Pacific. And what better way to bring, you know, beauty to Talanoa. We've also got the lineup here as well. So we've got Ali Lava Samuels, who's representing Fiji. Mm-hmm. We've got Fenga Mai Mali Sotimapu. Flora can correct me on that pronunciation. For Miss Samoa, we've got Siosi Ana Patricia Tamopeau.
Yeah.
And that's for Miss Tonga. We've also got Ampela Popena. Oh, there's a lot of talanoa on that one, so we're going to be getting into that one. For Papua New Guinea, we've also got Tofo Iepupu Unutoa. Mm-hmm. For American Samoa, we've also got Arientintai Rinu Marawa. For the Rising Islands of Kiribati and Miss Micronesia. Nice. And then we've also got Petra Martina Mata Iti for Miss Cook Island. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 contestants running for the position of Litara Loma Leilani. And we are super, 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 super excited to have a chat around Miss Pacific Islands. And what better way? One Pacific, one voice, standing together for On and also Miss Pacific Islands. Okay. All right. We are tuning in right now, and we've got one better way to say that these girls that are coming through for the pageant, it's been like one of those vibes that I feel these ladies, and I've been seeing online, there's been controversy, Talanoa, there's been vibes with all seven girls around leadership, diversity, you name it, all chats. But my beautiful sis, Flora, let's hit it. What are your vibes on Miss Pacific Islands for 2026? You've been in the pageant scene. Just a little bit about Flora. She does a lot. She does it all. And sis, you introduce yourself and share more about what you think about Miss Pacific Islands for 2026.
Okay. Warm Pacific greetings, everyone. Kia ora, kia orana. Koutou katoa, tēnā koutou katoa. Tā alofa lava, mā lole saufo mō malangi mā whakalofalahi atu kem tolu osi. I'm Flora. And today I am here to kōrero and tell Nora about the Miss Pacific Islands that is held in Fiji. Of course, with my sister, Dutty Queen Sissy over here, Tina. Yes, there is a lot of controversy going around in regards to the pageant. However, there are pros and cons to it as well. So, you know, ain't nobody as perfect or a saint. So, yeah, I think in order to comment in regards to these things and to be in these platforms, right, you need to actually be in their shoes. You need to compete. You need to be in a pageant platform to actually, comment. Because if you're all about, commenting, yapping, keyboard warriors, you know what we do best on lives,
yes,
and stuff?
Yes.
Please come to the stage and compete in order for you to know what it's like, what it feels like to be in these, Pacific Queens. We've got seven of them. Shoes. There's a lot of nerves around it, a lot of pressure as well.
Yes.
Because it's not an easy task. Like, people just think it's all about being looking pretty and everything.
Uh-huh.
You know, people think that pageants, and when it comes to pageantry, it's all about, you know, having the size 6, size 8 figure, but it comes with a lot of responsibilities as well, especially being the chosen one from your nation, from your,
right,
your island. So, yeah.
I love that. And we're going to go through all seven contestants as well for those that are tuning in. You know, we like to keep things authentic, real, but also bringing in the news of what's happening with Miss Pacific Islands as well. So I'm going to start with Miss Fiji, Miss Fajai. And this is I Love Us Samuels. Is that how we pronounce this?
I Love Us Samuels.
I Love Us Samuels. So this beautiful queen, you know, she's been going through a lot as well.
Very.
You know, good, the bad, the ugly, the juicy, the everything. You know, when you're a Pacific, you have to come with everything. And she's been going through a lot, but she's been carrying it with grace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too sure if all of you have been seeing what's been happening with Fiji and their pageantry, but there is so much tea that's going on over there.
Yeah.
But I just have to say, you know, I Love Us Samuels. She's carrying it with grace. Like, with the posts that I've been seeing, and also her team, her effort, the glam. I love it. Like, I can't wait to see the categories.
Yeah.
Because I have clicked on her page. I've been seeing her social media. She's like, you know, humble. She's giving me humble vibes.
Yeah. She's humble. But, you know, it's always the underdogs that people forget about. Like, literally, it's always the underdogs that shines, like, bright.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Bright like the diamond.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to now move to the Miss Samoa. And we've got here, Flora, you pronounce the name, because man.
So that's the queen herself, Feangai Mali'i Soti Mapu. I have to shout out to this girl because, you know, her first day, in Fiji, you know, her parents arrived in Fiji. Their rental cancelled on them.
Wow.
And this is genuine, like actually genuine perspective on it. The rental people in Fiji cancelled. Obviously, they had no ride or car to their Airbnb or their hotel. So there was a loving family, like a very lovely family. I don't know if you guys have seen the videos online, but there was a lovely Fijian couple that actually was a wife who called the husband to come over, picked them up, took them to the hotel, waited around until everything was sorted, settled, etc. So that's that. And I know Fiangai's older sister. It's actually, like, it's genuine. Like, I've seen a lot of people are saying, oh, I feel like it's all for contents and stuff.
Right.
No. It is not for content, guys. I think if you genuinely know this person, know Fiangai, you know her heart. And I think the video, I think it was yesterday, she was actually in tears, you know, because it's not just, like, a saving grace thing for her. Like,
right.
she's always the one that's around with her parents.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I agree, my sis. And, you know, you being Samoan, like, let's get with that. Because with the Samoan community, they don't play. Like, you know what? I want to say this. The glam team behind Miss Samoa and the association, they don't play. And I have to say, for every year Miss Samoa is coming through, their team, like, I, like, from the glam to the categories to the dresses, like, I have been seeing pure excellence.
Yeah.
And it's been real good. But also with, you know, this particular queen that's in for Miss Samoa as well, and also got crowned for Miss Samoa, I feel like she is her own self. Like, she's got a body. She's got her, like,
she's got a body.
She's got a body. And, you know, I love that she is just her. But at the same time, Flo, I wanted to ask, like, what's your vibe, like, from a Samoan perspective, pageant view of her in the Miss Samoa style and way? Like, is she actually coming out with her personality, or is she, like, what's your vibe on it?
Before Ngai was, before Fiangai, I'll actually say her actual name, or Elinga Noa, came into the pageantry world, she was already an influencer. She was already a content creator. You know, she lived abroad, actually, and studied in Australia. She's a well-educated girl. And I take my hat off to her for that. She's traveled a few countries and stuff as well. So before she was Miss Samoa, she was also, you know, like, all these other many things. She's an ambassador to a few, like, you know, global associations, and as well as, you know, networks as well. And she's continuing this in Samoa as well.
Right.
So, yeah, she's not just known now because she's Miss Samoa. She was someone before she became Miss Samoa.
Right.
And I love that about her, that she, you know, with all the hate as usual, before, you know, with all the critiques and everything coming at her and to her, you know, she held herself together. She stayed the course. She stood her grounds. And, you know, with all the people clapping at her saying, blah, 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 blah. You need to have a father who's a member of parliament or prime minister or this and that. You know, it's actually not that. Like I said before, you need to know the people.
Right.
And you need to personally know these people in order for you to comment about them. Because this is, to me personally, I feel like this is Ngai making her own mark. And Ngai is actually related to Lee Tara, so
right.
they are, however, relatives as well. So, but before that, everyone were rooting for her and wanted her to actually compete. People have been telling her, nagging her, and you know, pushing her to compete
right.
for quite a few years now. And it was only last year that she decided. And I think that was good. I think there is a lot of like big shoes to fill in regards to Lee Tara's journey as Miss Samoa. However, you know, each to their own. They are unique in their own ways.
Yeah.
And the girls, you know, like you don't have to be exactly the same person as the person that had crowned you.
Yes. Yes.
You can create your own path, and you can make your own legacy. Like, you know, thriving and living. You know, striving on them. Yeah.
I love that. And you know what? There's so much more to come for this pageant. And I just love hearing all the news that's going on as well. For those that are tuning in, we are speaking about the Miss Pacific Islands that's going on for 2026, currently happening in Fiji. Now, our next one, Miss Tonga. Siosi Ana Patricia Taumoe Pe'au. So, I'm just kind of like, this is some fresh new faces that are coming through from the Tongan community. And what's your thoughts on Siosi Ana? I just feel like she's fresh.
I love her.
Yeah. Like she's
Love her. I watched her whole pageant journey when she competed for the Miss Heilala, the Miss Tonga. And I actually love her. Like she's just genuine in a way where it's like so refreshing. And with her as well, with Miss Tonga as well, her mom was also a former title holder.
Wow.
And a pageant queen herself. So I know that she's got her mom in Fiji with her to help her and guide her. And like another example of that is like exactly Moe Moana. You know, Moe Moana had her mom, Mary Jane.
Mom was like this.
yeah, so we're getting more of these girls, you know, like, yes, they're following their mom's footsteps, but they're creating their own pathways to, like, in these platforms.
Yeah.
And, you know, they are different, you know.
Yes.
Like, the pageantry world back then was a total different platform in comparison to now.
What it is.
And I guess, like, yes, like, there is a saying, like, you know, foundations are laid there, but, you know, everything changes as we go.
Right.
So the standards are still there. It's just that it's navigating into a different way. And I think, yeah, navigators need to navigate.
Navigators need to navigate. You know, I'm excited about this one, Miss Tonga. I want to see, like, what's she going to be about? She's going to be different?
Yeah.
She's going to be like, because I remember last year for Miss Pacific Islands with Rachel Guttenbell.
Yeah.
She, like, you know, she was her own person. She was very, you know, representative in the way that she brings out Tonga.
Yeah.
And kudos to her. But I like to see, you know, some of our queens really coming out and bringing out their real personalities, but also showing the community, the Pacific community, you can make a stand with your voice and with your platform and with the way that you share that talent. So I just feel, I can't wait to see what she does with her title, but also her platform. And yes, sweet pretty face. We love that. And we love a humble face as well. So I can't wait to see
that
the fire.
Literally, that is her. That's the energy I get from her. Like, you know, she's not just a pretty face. She's also well educated as well. Like, she has that humble, you know, genuine energy coming from her. Like, the aura is just like giving, like, blissful.
Yeah, you know?
Like, go with the flow.
Yeah. I get that as well, sis. Yeah. And I just can't wait to see what's popping off. But she is on top three for the Miss
for
Social Media
online voting. She's currently number two.
She's currently I know we're going into the next one who's at number one at the moment. But yes, emerging onto the next one, we have Miss Papua New Guinea. This is Ayempela Popena. Wow, I've been seeing a lot of news on this queen, sis. Like, a lot of news. And you know what? One thing for me, sis, I have to say this, was when she came out, she was with her natural hair.
Yes.
Her natural aura, her vibe, and the internet. You know, as the internet does, was boom, bada, ba. And, you know, I just don't get, like, what are we trying to share to the community that we need to have our hair done up all the time?
Yes.
Love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. But when we're actually showing what a PNG queen looks like, like, that's how they look like. Yeah. She's genuinely showcasing what PNG is about. But I saw on one of my PNG friends' post about her and her representation, and I just kind of found it, why are we saying that? Like, why are we saying that PNG women don't look like that? Are we like that? That is how they look. That's how their hair looks like. That's how their skin look like. So I'm just kind of like a bit, I don't know, sister. We have to give like a real representation of how our island queens look like. And I can't wait to see the team with PNG, because they are another scam team that pops off when it comes to categories.
I really do love, I think the first impression for me from her was, you know, it's like, okay, this is my game. I'm here to play the game, but I'm also here to show you that us PNG people aren't just PNG people.
Right.
We have history. This is us. This is who we are. This is who I am. This is where I'm from.
Mm.
And I'm going to make sure that you know where I am from. And I am from Papua New Guinea. So that's the vibe I get from her. And like, she has a statement look that I really do love. Like, I've never been so invested in pageantry since the last couple of years.
Right.
And like, every lineup has been really amazing. And like, Miss PNG has been honestly amazing.
Yep.
And I guess this is why she's also in the top three for voting. But then, hey, like they say, that's just the online voting.
Yeah.
Are you ready to bring the game?
The categories.
Yeah,
the categories.
That's what they say.
I love it, sis. I love it. That's what we're having this Telenor. And hey, Flora's coming back for more as well when we speak. But we've got three more contestants. We've got American Samoa. Mm. So this is it Jofo?
Tofoi.
Tofoi. Sorry, Unutua. I thought that was a J. It's Tofoi.
Unutua.
So she is representing American Samoa. Wow. Popping, the face is popping. She's got the glam on team. American Samoa, I mean, Miss Pacific Islands.
Mm.
And Miss Pacific Islands, and now, she took she took Miss Pacific Islands, and they're always a strong nation when it comes to categories as well. But I'm going to be honest, she's not really online a lot. She's kind of keeping things low key, waiting for the actual days to pop off. I've been seeing a lot of support online though for everyone voting for Miss American Samoa and saying vote. But her page and her social media is not that giving the look at my page, look at my content. It's like humble, like, but I don't know if it's part of their,
I don't know as well, because I have been watching last year's pageant queen, Paulina Angel. So she's been sharing quite a lot as well in regards to the now, to Foi Unutua's journey.
Yeah.
And I think the support is there. But, you know, like, we don't know. Like, we can never assume or guess what their game plan is.
Right.
Everyone's an underdog at this stage. So, who knows?
She might pop out. And that's the beauty of coming to the last final couple of days. Oh, Kiribati, Miss Micronesia. This is Atenrentai Rin Marawa. And she is representing Kiribati, Miss Micronesia. You know, I've got a lot to say about Micronesia, because for the last couple of years we haven't seen a winner from the Micronesian area, and I can't wait. You know, I'm excited for this, but I'm always rooting for the Micronesian queens to at least come through on top three, because they have such a beautiful way of showcasing their talent and their ways as well. And I kind of say the judging panel around Miss Pacific Islands has also kind of been, you know, the same kind of thing. And it's no, like, you know, kudos to everyone, you know, that's representing their nation. But we should also bring light to some of the queens who are representing from the Micronesian areas. Mm-hmm. This, what are your thoughts?
I think having our melanin and our Micronesian queens involved will also boost up the platform of being called a Miss Pacific Islands. That's my personal opinion on it. You know, before it was called Miss South Pacific.
Yes, I remember.
And it's been rebranded to now Miss Pacific Islands. So I think having all three, you know, Polynesian, Micronesians and Melanesians involved, included, and feel heard.
Yeah.
You know, like represented, I guess that will boost it up as well. And who knows, like we could do what Tahiti is doing, like have a representative, like go international.
Yep.
And represent, you know, like there's a lot of platforms out there, like, you know, there was Miss Global Samoa and then Miss Universe Samoa, but I don't know where that is right now. So, you know, you got, I'm sorry, not sorry that I'm real and raw when it comes to this type of caught it away. As I,
when the GIF pops up on the,
that, hello. But yes, there are many platforms. There's Miss Asia Pacific International as well. There's Miss Tourism. There's Miss Echo, Miss Earth. You know, all those international platforms, you can actually have the, like the poly queens go and represent. You know, like as a, you know, we can say the Miss South Pacific.
Right.
You know, going international. And that's just not representing just the South Pacific. It's like all the Pacific Islands that is in the Pacific region. So, you know, our ocean is actually the biggest ocean and the largest ocean, you know, in the whole of Earth. So if we can have those platforms, you know, like expanded and used, then that, like, you know, the other side of the world, like Switzerland, probably don't know where, like, Samoa is right now. People from, like, you know, like Colombia probably don't even know where New Wear is, you know, like someone from Asia probably doesn't even know that Cook Island is a, like, an island, you know, like those little things.
100%, my sis. And I love that. This is why we have our Miss Flora Bihinga as one of the hosts, because she is just bringing in the fire. And that brings us to our last candidate.
Oh God.
Miss Cook Islands, Petra Mataiti. So she's representing the Cook Islands. I'm going to go straight into it.
Cut.
First of all, you know, I like to be honest with things.
Yep.
And this is my view. You know, we're all open to our freedom of expression and freedom of
speech.
Mm. And I just feel like it's a bit rushed. You know, I just, I'm going to go straight there because, you know, with Miss Samoa, like, and I always bring it to Miss Samoa as well, it's the level of preparation and the level of support that the government puts into woman empowerment. They have an academy in Samoa that, you know, works around developing the greatness of young women.
Mm-hmm.
And pageantry is one of those ways. And I just feel, as a Cook Islander, speaking on this, the preparation, you know, what goes into it, how it, like, it's a lot. So I can go on.
Let
you know,
my
kudos
book.
To Petra for putting her hand up. But again, come on, Cook Islands. Mm. Come on, Cookie Iranis. But you know who else is a Cook Islander?
Both of us.
Flora's a Cook Islander as well. Now, you know what's your new one?
You know who else are Cook Islanders? Yeah, we. We.
That we. That we. Sis, what's your view on our Miss Cookie Arani?
You're really testing me right now, are you? Oh, Jesus, help me. Personally, this is my personal opinion. I do apologize to all our cookie mamas and papas and aunties and uncles out there that's going to do my, you know, my novel. I feel it is rushed. Yes, I totally agree. However, she put her hand up and I take my hat off to her, you know.
Yes.
For taking such a role and, you know, putting her hand up to, like, be part of this. It is not an easy journey. To be part of. And, you know, with this journey, it comes with backlash, you know, all the critiques, all the hate and everything. But I personally think that she's handling it.
You're right.
But I think with some of the comments that I've been seeing online, etc., it's been quite digging, like, hello?
Yes.
Let's just back up our girl and support her, you know? Like, yes, we may not, it may not be up to us who is the chosen person. However, let's just be supportive of her journey as well. I know we all don't agree on certain things, and we disagree on many, 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 many several things.
Right.
Which the current title holder is one of those many, 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 many things. But we just need to actually be present and be supportive of her journey. Good luck to her, you know. If Miss Niue was in there, I'd be shouting Niue. but, you know, come on, Miss Niue. Come on. There's only ever been two crowns. And I would love to see more Afine Niue in the platform.
Sis, speaking of Niue, let's take it there.
Oh, Jesus.
Why? What's happening with our Niuean community? Because we have got some beautiful Niuean queens.
Of course. And what? I totally agree.
What's happening with our Niuean community?
We hesitate. Literally, we hesitate. And I think with the pressure of, like, being a Falala Niue, or I mean, yeah, a Falala Niue or an Afine Niue, like, it comes with a lot of pressure that you have to know Vangahau Niue, like Niue language. You have to live in Niue. You have to experience what it's like to be Niue, or a Niuean person, in order for you to represent Niue. Like, hello. You don't need to speak fluent Vangahau Niue or Niue language to be Niuean. You know, it is within you. It is in your blood. You know, like, it's in your DNA. Gosh.
So, see, I agree. And I just feel like, you know, looking at Miss Pacific Islands, I feel like as a whole, we need to include, or there needs to be some support from the association itself to support
the little, you know, countries, the little, I mean, little islands, like the little regions as well.
Exactly.
I think with that as well, if the, like, I know some of the Pacific Islands and some of the regions aren't able to register or to compete because of the fundings, because of the sponsorships and stuff. But, you know, there are many, many people and, like, ways to actually get these sorted.
Yeah.
I personally feel that, you know, there are always going to be barriers and, you know, and setbacks.
Yes.
But if we are actually, you know, utilizing the things, the equipments, the resources around us, then what else is there, you know? Like, we can just go to Otara and just get all the fabrics from there, you know, do all your dresses and everything, you're done. Go to Otahu and get accessories from there, you know. It's about supporting your local businesses.
Right.
Those local businesses will also then come through for you. And I guess I can say that because I've been in the platform and I've done that as well. Support local. Those local businesses will come for you, like, come through for you. And you know this as well. You know, a good example would probably be Tav.
100%, Sissy. Yeah. You know, it's so true, and it's so right. It's too right. You know, the sister's being too real right now, and we love it, and we're going to have more conversations about this, you know, Flora and I, not just on pageantry, but just, like, everything, you know, the titles, the info, the way that we communicate around women empowerment, but also the other topics that we want to speak on in community as well. But on that note, we are 2 minutes away from finishing up the show for today. Yeah. If you jump on Facebook, Miss Pacific Islands 2026, you can see here One Pacific Voice standing together for online safety, but you can also see the seven girls who are driving for the crown. It's going down and it's coming up real soon.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be biased here, but Flora, we've got under 1 minute. Sis, what's your last bit of info for our community about Miss Pacific Islands, my sis?
Go support our queens. Honestly, go online, vote online. Just, like, you don't have to do anything else. It does not cost you a dollar, like Miss Earth. Just, like... all you got to do is like the picture and go to the original post. And also to finish off is I take my hat off to the Queen, Leetara Yeramy-Allen, as she had just farewell and see off her papa. And yet she's in Fiji handing over her crown, you know. So I do take my hat off to you.